Hey, what's up? This is Jared Gray with your IDP 411 update. I appreciate you guys being patient with me. I've had a crazy year. I've had a crazy week. Things going great at ESPN. Love being there. I love everything that's going on. I've been doing a lot of analytics. I just did a strength of schedule update. So if you are wanting a strength of schedule update for your offensive side, wide receivers, just overall strength of schedule, running backs, tight ends, quarterbacks, I have that. I've already done it. I get that your schedules haven't been released, but the good thing for me is I know who everybody's playing, and I have all 17-week schedules, which is great. Just can't put it out there. However, strength of schedule, let me get number one. Hardest schedule this year, the Steelers have it. Easiest schedule this year, the Eagles have it. Lots in between. It's going to be a good year. Quick update on my life. My wife had a seizure the other day. Then she fell and had a concussion after, and this was while she was at the dentist's office. And then my son jumps off a hay bale playing with some friends, not even a big hay bale, a little one, and he breaks his collarbone. It's been a crazy week. That's what it is. I guess just people catching up with me after me going to pro days. And got to go to Zevin Collins pro day. That's your IDP person that you really want to know of, guys, that I went to pro days recently. He's a monster. He doesn't physically look like a monster, but he's a monster. He reminds me so much of Anthony Barr, though. I mean, just build, size, just reminds me so much of Anthony Barr. I can see a lot. I can see him screaming up draft charts. I've even seen Daniel Jeremiah's outside linebackers. He's his number one now, which is kind of crazy. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is definitely climbing charts. Listen, I thought he was going to be under 6'1". I thought he was barely going to be 6 foot, which is honestly something that kept me from liking him as a linebacker. I really thought he might have been a hybrid safety. And lucky for me, we're wrong. And he measured over 6'1". Because his tape's great. I mean, got good hands. He comes downhill. I really like JOK. You know, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, if you want me to say his whole name, but I probably would have jacked that up a long time ago. Other guys that are climbing draft charts, Jamin Davis out of Kentucky had a great pro day. He covers well, and somebody posted on Twitter, hey, he got beat by Florida's tight end. Listen, man, that kid is on a different level athlete, and he runs him down, he catches him, but it was just the end zone, just a bad hit turn in that game for that touchdown pass. And that kid might be a top three prospect in the NFL draft this year. And when's the last time you heard a tight end being a top three prospect? It's just not talked about. It's just not something that happens. So that kid's ridiculous impressive and probably going to be a top 10 fantasy draft pick guy depending on where he goes. I will without a doubt say that. And I will tell you, most of these guys, you know, in your fantasy draft, will depend on where somebody goes. You know, get sent to the Arizona Cardinals. And we have to watch my man get stuck in a depth chart because they just signed three linebackers. And that sucks because Micah Parsons is real. For the Arizona Cardinals this year. Sometimes you have to do the sit and wait game, guys, and he might be that guy that has to be the inside guy to wait on, because he's talented. But he's a hybrid as well. He could play anywhere. I mean, he's just a monster. Here's my biggest thing about guys that you're going to draft, you know, and I'm going to give you my IDP 411 rookie guys as soon as the draft comes out. I haven't decided if I'm just doing a whole show or if I'm going to give you day by day 25 guys or top 20 guys and go from there. I don't think this defensive class is nearly as strong as some other ones, you know, from 3 years ago. You just don't know. It's really going to depend on the draft. You know, like this running back class is great this year. However, not many teams are in a major need for a star running back. So, you don't know how the draft class is going to go. I mean, James Conner was a guy who was drafted in the first round, a lot of draft, you know, redrafts last year. And he's looking for a team right now. I mean, it's just a thing. Dude ain't, you know, he ain't signed with the Steelers yet. So, who knows what's going to happen. You know, and that's why we do this update. That's why I'm going to be here for you. Like we said. give me a holler, and God bless. Until next time, let's go, let's go, let's go.